This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean podcast.
Last week, what happened? Wonder Woman came out. Oh, yes, she did.
She did.
And it was one of the biggest blockbusters of the year. We're in June, can you believe it?
I know.
So it got us to thinking. So she is a very powerful woman with superpowers. She's with super strength. She has a truth lasso, which sounds very sexy. Drives an invisible plane, which makes no sense to me. And we're just thinking, and possibly maybe she has the ability to get paid the same as men. I'm not sure.
She's a wonder.
She's a wonder. So what are your superhero powers? Dean, you've got a few, don't you?
I have.
It's a nice one.
Wonderful as Wonder Woman.
Oh, come on.
But my special superpower is we can be, Anthony, my boyfriend and I can be in a crowd and I can move through the crowd with ease.
Oh, you can Moses the crowd.
I lose Anthony all the time. Anthony's very good at finding people who walk very slowly. Whereas I can just find the way through.
Well, you can read the play. You can just get in there, go with the grain and get to where
absolutely.
You're going.
It's quite a superpower.
That is good.
How about you, Rach?
This one time, this is a true story.
Yeah.
I am not lying, I promise, because you're going to think I am. But I actually breathed underwater. It happened.
Like Aquaman.
Oh.
Aquaman, Aquaman.
Yeah, it happened. I was like a dolphin. I blew an air bubble, sucked it back in.
You didn't choke. No, you just... Ah. That's interesting. I have the power of humour. Is that a thing, maybe?
I think it is. You're a very funny gal.
The power to repel love at all costs.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Joy Podcasts. Where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and via iTunes.
Fun people, fun shows. Joy 94.9.
This is Taxi Ride. Their superpower is creeping up slowly. You're on Joy.
Case you want to rewind, and you won't be satisfied till you see this meeting of the mountains.
Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Felipe Rose from The Village People. You're listening to Rach, Jack, and Dean on Joy 94.9 FM.
We're talking about superpowers. So, Wonder Woman has come out, and she's a powerful.
She come out.
She has come out.
She's joined the team.
She is more wonderful than ever. Oh. She's a fabulous woman.
Gorgeous.
And she's got a myriad of superpowers. And we were wondering, what's your superpower? Oh, we were discussing the break, and I said, well, I can queef on call. I'm not sure if that's a wanted superpower, but I can do it with gusto.
That's quite a skill.
It is.
Watch out, boy. She's about to. No.
We'll podcast it later. No, sorry, Pete. We will not do that.
We have had some messages through. This one is from Princess Amy, who said her superpower is being able to put on liquid eyeliner in a single stroke, which is very impressive. And she can make a bitchy queen laugh and keep her child alive.
Oh, my. I love this princess. She's
that
fabulous.
Is very impressive. And of course, my darling Paige says that her superpower is that she can talk and piss you off at the same time. I can vouch for that.
I've seen her do that.
I'm glad you said off at the end of that. But anyway, good skills.
And also Simon.
Front desk Simon.
He's a baby whisperer. So he has this special power where he can be in the street and see a crying baby. And with one stare, one glance, one look of his eye, the baby will stop crying.
Oh, I'm terrified at that story. But well done.
it's quite a skill.
And what is your superpower?
Hi, I'm Jim, the cowboy from the Village People, and you're listening to Rach, Jack, and Dean on Joy 94.9.
I have my Tuesday top tips to make you a better human being.
Oh, I'm listening. Better.
And this week is smiling at strangers. So have you ever walked past a homeless person on the street? Maybe one of those people who's selling the magazines. And
the Big Issue.
The Big Issue magazine. Mm-hmm. Give them a smile. If you don't have the money to buy the magazine, if you don't have coins to pop in their little bag, just give them a smile. Sometimes all it takes is smiling at someone to make their day. Then I have people who work in shops. Mm-hmm. They're just as miserable to be at work as you are.
Like, what a joyful message.
No, make their life a little bit easier by just flashing your little pearly whites at them. Give them a smile. It'll make their life so much better. And then your neighbours. What has ever happened to smiling at your neighbours and saying g'day? So give your neighbours a smile. Old people need a smile. If you see an old person walking down the street, go out of your way to smile at them and say g'day. Or anyone who looks sad, lonely or bored. Because do you know what? Sometimes a smile can change someone's day. I tell you what, if I'm on public transport and I'm having a bad day and someone smiles at me, it can literally 180 my day and make me feel so much better. So that's my Tuesday top tip.
Joy. But avocado and butter, the big debate. We're going to come back and talk about that.
Both good fats.
Very good fats.
Mm-hmm. I like fats.
You're on Joy.
Joy.
Get It Right. You're with Rach and Dean with Jack's in the Back for the drive home.
It's a great track.
That's a great track, isn't it?
Now, put the call out to social media. What do you prefer on your toast, avo or butter?
But specifically with your Vegemite, because us Melbourne hipsters here have changed things up by avocadoing their toast with their Vegemite.
Mm. So, well, just talk me through that process. So is it toast, Vegemite, avo, or is it toast, avo, Vegemite?
Well, I believe that it goes toast, Vegemite, avo.
Really?
Unlike with butter, it's toast, butter, Vegemite.
And do you do do you cream through your feta or your goat's cheese with a squeeze of lime?
Oh, I'd also whack an egg on it.
And whack an egg on it.
Mm.
We're taking this to a whole other level.
I think we've gone too far.
Or is it just Vegemite on toast?
Well, we've called out just...
Oh, my.
Are you butter or are you avo with your Vegemite? And we've gotten a few responses.
Oh, on our Facebook page?
On our Facebook... Oh, no. This one didn't go to Facebook. It just went to Twitter.
Oh, straight to Twitter.
And to Insta.
Are we on both those platforms?
We are. And it's Rach and Dean. So find us on Insta and Twitter. Mm. And on our Instagram, let's go to that first. We got a message through from Damo who said, butter, but I tend to have Vegemite on its own on toast.
Oh, butter, butter.
Oh, he was really shaking things up a little there.
Have you done a spoonful of Vegemite?
They do that to foreigners and it puts them off Vegemite, makes me upset in my heart.
What if Damo's done that?
Possibly, but he is preferential to the butter. But then we have Adam who has said avo all the way, hashtag team avo.
Team avo.
Wonderful.
Then we have had Dean Arcuri, famous Dean. He has said no to avo.
No
he
to
avo. Must be a fan of the butter.
He's very clear, isn't he?
Yes. Pete has said butter is better, especially with Vegemite.
With my yeast extract.
Mm. Yes. And Betty, our joy photographer, has said avo all the way. So it sounds like it's pretty split down the middle.
You're with Rach and Dean with Jackson in the Back for the drive home.
Thanks to Michael for your response on our avo versus butter with your Vegemite.
Well, what did Michael say?
Michael has said, can't it be both? Just like that little Mexican girl in those ads.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Michael.
Joy.
Thanks for that. Yes. It's so easy to become a Joy member. You just have to go to our website, joy.org.au, and click on the link to either join or renew your membership.
That's exactly right. Or you can still call whoever's on the front desk all night, 1300 569 949.
And we are done. So thank you to everyone who messaged in. A big thank you to Simon on the front desk.
Yes, thank you.
Adam for program support. A big thank you to Pete, our podcaster. And you can check out Pete's work on our Facebook page or on the Joy website, joy.org.au/Rach and Dean.
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution.
Here's the solution.
Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store, or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, any show, anytime. joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.